It's 7:45. Good morning, I'm Anthony Murnell with KRWG News. New Mexico health officials reported on Monday over 3,700 new COVID-19 cases from Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. The state also reported 12 additional deaths related to COVID-19 on Monday. The New Mexico Department of Health says that the state's seven-day test positivity rate was just under 14%. A victim of lynching will get his first ever memorials in Fort Worth this week. Fred Rouse was killed 100 years ago this Saturday. And as KERA's Miranda Suarez reports, two historical markers will go up at sites associated with his death.
Fred Rouse was one of thousands of Black Americans lynched between the Civil War and World War II. Rouse was working as a packing house butcher in the stockyards while white workers were on strike. There was a violent clash outside the packing houses where Rouse was beaten. A few days later, a mob hanged him from a tree off of Samuels Avenue. That site is where one of two historical markers will stand. Adam W. McKinney is the president of the Tarrant County Coalition for Peace and Justice, which organized these memorials.
I'm excited about sharing the fact that history continues to hide in plain sight.
McKinney's group will also hold a march on Friday in Rouse's honor. The plan is to start from the county courthouse downtown and walk a mile and a half north to the site of Rouse's killing. I'm Miranda Suarez in Fort Worth.
Let's go now to a local viewpoint. The New Mexico Supreme Court paused an effort of citizen-led grand juries to investigate New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham's handling of the pandemic. Commentator Peter Goodman shares his thoughts in this week's commentary.
I'm glad the state Supreme Court stayed the efforts to have citizens' grand juries investigate the governor's mostly fine handling of the pandemic. But the news stories sparked a personal memory. We're one of the few states where citizens can petition for a grand jury and have one called. One news story quoted a Republican state senator saying he believed this is the first time that provision for citizen-called grand juries has been used. But he's wrong. For example, in 1977, when a gentleman claimed that Las Cruces police officers had beaten him up, 75 people signed his petition for a grand jury. District court convened one. Today, you'd need, quote, the greater of 200 registered voters or 2% of the registered voters in the county. As El Paso's bureau chief here, I had been the town's main investigative reporter for 3 years. When I started, city officials were shocked to see a long-haired guy stroll into city commission meetings and plunk his motorcycle helmet down on the reporter's table. Mayor Tommy Graham dubbed me Captain Zoom. So when I was on the random list of grand jurors, folks were surprised. A rare citizen called grand jury and the local muckraker is on it? Come on. So far as I know, it was pure chance. Once formed, a grand jury may investigate any public malfeasance in the county. As I recall, we didn't indict anyone for the alleged beating that had caused the jury. District Attorney Ernie Williams brought us a few criminal cases. Sources had told me some strange things about one public entity, and we investigated those, but ultimately we did not make any findings or indictments regarding those claims. One thing I noticed and have seen since during decades of watching juries was that although we came from all walks of life, everyone took the work seriously and did the best possible job. So, yeah, it's an obscure constitutional provision that few states have, but it has been used sometimes. Folks in the Progressive era thought a citizen's grand jury with such power could check abuses of power by public officials. But the current effort to beat up the governor with grand juries smells rotten. Agree or disagree with her, there's no hint of criminal activity. And where's the malfeasance? If a dozen counties called juries, the governor might spend so much time testifying that she'd have no time to do her job. Then that neglect of duty might spark a dozen more grand juries. I hope this partisan abuse of the grand jury process doesn't spark a constitutional amendment rescinding that right.
Peter Goodman's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG Public Media or NMSU. You can always stay updated with the latest news anytime on our website, krwg.org, or on social media as well. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram, and also subscribe to the KRWG News YouTube channel. Marketplace Morning Report is on the way.